Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
During the State of the Union address Tuesday, President Obama proposed a series of measures to help the economy that would not increase the deficit by a single dime. And then John Boehner rolled his eyes so hard he saw his brain.
There's Seth Meyers having some fun with the State of the Union address last week. A State of the Union actually is the action for the weekend, a report here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show of what's been going on in the area of news talk radio. That's what this program is, a summary overview of what is being discussed on a lot of the great stations around the country that carry this format. So the next hour will be devoted to a number of things, including a review from the Sunday morning news talk television shows, the interviews on the Sunday morning shows. For example, here's John Scott on Fox talking to political analyst Kristen Powers, Jim Pinkerton, and Judy Miller about the way the news media reacted to the president's speech.
President Obama delivered his State of the Union address Tuesday night, pushing his agenda items, setting the tone for his second term and trying in part to cement his legacy. Bold and aggressive, that's what we heard this speech was going to be, Kirsten, before it was actually delivered. Most in the media seemed to give it a thumbs up. You had kind of a different take.
I thought it was a pretty underwhelming speech, actually. And the reality is you could almost write the articles before they come out or what people are going to say. Every speech that Barack Obama gives, they think is brilliant, even when it's transparently not brilliant. And I think when I talk to a lot of Democrats behind the scenes, they're like, yeah, underwhelming speech. But for some reason, the media continues to insist that every single thing he does is amazing when it was just very uninspired, a bunch of old rehashed ideas that we've pre-K. What universal pre-K? Is it 1980? They raved about it.
Well, again, yeah, Bob Schieffer on CBS said it was much better than his inaugural address. On the Today Show, Savannah Guthrie or on NBC said he played the best card he had in a very political fight, which is the emotion card.
Right, I think that really gives away the way a lot of reporters see this as a team. They're on Team Obama, and they have to crush Team Republicans. And so when their player, it's like a football coach says, my quarterback's the best quarterback ever. They all say it every year, even if it's a different quarterback. If you're in the mood of just rooting for the president to succeed and you don't mind displaying it to your TV audience, then you sound exactly like Savannah Guthrie.
Was there too much cheerleading, Judy?
Well, I think that if you were a conservative, you tended not to like the speech. If you were a liberal, you tended to like the speech. I think with Kirsten, I have to agree that this has become, the reaction has become as predictable as the speech itself. But there was at least something from Aaron David Miller, who was writing and noting that, there was no foreign policy in this speech. And he called Mr. Obama the extricator in chief, which was a phrase I rather liked. But other than that, I really found the commentary to be quite dreary about a quite uninspired but effective speech.
Uninspired but effective. Is that how you describe it? You may join the queue, join the lineup here at 888-302-3684, the call-in line, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com on the Talk Radio Countdown, the President's State of the Union, subject of much of the Sunday morning news programs on network television. The president highlighted climate change as a central priority of his second term, dedicated 16 sentences to a topic his administration has largely kept out of the spotlight. That's how these guys, they drill into it. I have a copy of the speech. Okay, 16 sentences here. Climate change now takes its place beside gun control and immigration reform as policy challenges likely to cost Obama significant political capital in the years ahead. Unlike the other domestic agendas, the U.S. has committed itself to an international time frame that calls for a global climate pact to be done by 2015. Is that important to you? Here's talk host Phil Harriman with Ken Keyes, a financial analyst and managing director of the Federal Policy, about the president and Congress being able or not able to work together despite what the president said in the State of the Union.
what's going on between the White House, the House, and the Senate. Everybody seems to be saying, you know, we really have to put our differences aside and work for the common good, but it doesn't seem to bear out in any form of legislative collaboration. It seems to me the White House, for whatever reason, doesn't actually put forward legislative language that he would like the Congress to approve. It seems to be, and maybe I've oversimplified it, it seems to me that the president is saying, here's this broad philosophical thing that I want you to do, work on Medicare or reform the tax code, and when you guys pass it, I'll sign it. Am I oversimplifying it?
No, that's actually pretty much the way this White House is operated. It's not the way prior White House is operated, because prior White Houses sent actually detailed statutory language to the Hill and then met with members of Congress to debate it. This situation, the current situation, is a little curious, and there was a very interesting article in one of the political rags a week or so ago, and it was congressional Democrats complaining that they don't feel like they get enough attention from the White House, and an unnamed person within the White House staff said, you know, we're not going to engage in that inside game. We've decided we're just going to go to the American people, which was a pretty extraordinary statement that the Democrat-controlled White House is saying, we're not even going to work with congressional Democrats. So this is a different situation. If you go back to the days of people like LBJ, he was on the phone probably every hour to some member of Congress because he knew what every single one of them cared about and what was important to them. The current administration doesn't seem to operate that way at all.
888-302-3684. As this is President's Day, State of the Union, a pretty solid way for us to spend some of our time here on the countdown. But from your perspective, how would you grade this president, the last president, all the presidents in your life? Think about all of my life goes back to when Truman was president, actually. My favorite president as a youngster, and maybe I could consider him my favorite president of all time, is Eisenhower. But think back about your thinking when you were younger, middle-aged, wherever you are now age-wise, to who you are most fond of. And then let's talk about the president on President's Day, this president versus other presidents. We'll broach that subject here at 888-302-DOUG.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or arrears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, Badger!
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
888-302-3684, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a discussion more. I guess we would wrap a lot of this discussion around the State of the Union speech and things that are reality between the various members of Congress and the Senate, President, Executive Branch, and Legislative Branch. Here from Meet the Press, David Gregory talking to analysts Carly Fiorina, Chris Matthews, and Gavin Newsom about the President's comments that the economy and sequestration are something we've got to deal with.
One of the things that I heard from the President on State of the Union night is essentially he's saying to the Republicans, look, I not only won re-election, but I'm winning the debate on the economy. And when it comes to economic growth, we are not just going to obsess about the debt. This is what he said about what government ought to be doing.
It is not a bigger government we need, but a smarter government that sets priorities and invests in broad-based growth. That's what we should be looking for.
Because, he said, Carly, just tackling the debt right now is not going to grow the economy.
Well, first of all, it's a great soundbite you just played, and absolutely everyone can agree with it. Mm-hmm. The question is, so what? What do we do about it? Here's
the
problem.
So what is that government has a bigger role than Republicans acknowledge in actually sparking economic growth? That's the argument.
Yes, that is the argument. It is also a fact that when debt and deficit continue to grow, government has less and less room to invest. That's why you're having so much trouble dealing with the sequester, which just factually is $110 billion a year, which is 0.3% of our annual federal spending. And yet people are consumed with angst about where to cut because so much of our...
But how can you say the government's crowding out when we have 2% interest rates right now? We could be doing really good infrastructure. When do people buy cars? When interest rates are down. When do you buy a house when interest rates are down?
Yeah.
It's a good time for public investment,
and
we should do it.
I don't even disagree with that.
It's not crowding
out. But this economy is growing at 2% or less. In other words, the American economy is not performing to its full potential. We should be growing at 3 to 4%. We should be creating more jobs. We shouldn't have 7.8% unemployment.
All of this just strikes a chord with me because it comes down to the lack of leadership, period. We have leaders that are not leading, they're quarreling. This notion that somehow we have to get permission because talk show hosts are saying, well, now it's okay, is suggestive of the world we're living in. Sequestration is almost certain we're going to go over this new cliff, this man-made cliff. By the way,
And
remember, this was not Obama coming up with sequestration. This was Obama being forced into a corner by Republicans on a completely fraudulent notion of the debt ceiling, and this was his reaction to that in order to move us forward.
I'm willing to stipulate both parties have played.
It's time for us to lean in again and hold these guys up to a higher level of expectation. You want to move the mouse, you got to move the cheese. We've got to change incentives in this country for good behavior, not the kind of behavior we're seeing.
888-302-3684, a discussion, and we got a few more cuts from various Sunday morning programs. We'll move on. The discussion of that meteor has a lot of people's imagination wrapped around that that whole reality, and it is quite it's a heck of a reality. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Is
this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Is this a power play on the part of the president? 888-302-3684. A discussion of the SOTU, as I was referred to by some, SOTU, the State of the Union speech this past week, and the reviews, the various reviews of it from the Sunday morning news programs, News Talk Radio, because the countdown overviews, and the Monday through Friday version, two or three stories a day, and then the 10 to wrap up the weekend, the top 10, the hot hits of the week. We review on many of these same stations in a three-hour weekend program. Here's talk host Esme Murphy talking to political analyst Dave Schultz about Senator Marco Rubio giving the Republican response and Senator Rand Paul giving a response for the Tea Party.
This notion of having two significant responses to the State of the Union, doesn't that just underscore the division that exists within the Republican Party right now?
It does, because it really, it dilutes the message, and you're right. And, you know, it wasn't until, you know, Michelle Bachmann sort of did the, I'm trying to remember now, who did the official Republican response the year that she did sort of the Tea Party response, and I'm blanking out, and that's actually good that I'm blanking out, because it underscores how difficult it was for the Republicans to get their message out when they had, you know, Congresswoman Bachmann, you know, sort of doing the alternative one, and it does dilute the message. And this time, the same thing, that you had Marco Rubio, you know, giving the official response, and then you had Senator Paul giving the, you know, sort of the alternative one response also, and you walk out of there saying, all right, you know, who's the Republican Party at this point? And that's part of the problem that the party faces right now, is they don't have a consistent message or theme for counteracting, you know, Barack Obama.
And obviously, Marco Rubio, the Time Magazine, the Time Magazine story, if you've seen the cover of Marco Rubio saying the GOP savior, and Marco Rubio saying, you know, there's only one savior, and it's Jesus Christ, and it's not me.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are looking to Marco Rubio, a young Hispanic politician, obviously from Florida, who has far more progressive take on immigration issues than has been the mainstream position of the Republican Party, and the Republicans looking at the fact that they got drubbed, especially in the Latino communities, and the Republicans, some of them at least, taking a look inward and saying, we've got to change. Other Republicans are saying, no, we are not presenting our existing message, it's the way we're telling our message. I'm not sure that it is the way they're telling the message. I think it's their message.
Yeah, I think it is their message, too, is that it's not just punishing the messenger, is that the content of what they have to say on several different issues is a big problem. The immigration is a problem with not just Hispanics, but even like with some Asian Americans, too. Their stance on gay rights is across the board a problem with probably, I would say, everybody under the age of 30. As we know, we've talked about this before, for people under the age of 30, you know, 18 to 30, it's about 70 to 75% of that population, you know, supports, same-sex marriage. And so no matter how you pretty up the issue, you know, if they're still opposed to same-sex marriage, if they're still opposed to immigration, that's not the message. That's not the tone. That's the actual message. And that's really damaging to some very critical constituencies.
888-302-3684. President Obama then, after the State of the Union, closed out his week. He went to three different states, I think, with a pretty personal speech in Chicago. He advocated the need for strong families as well as successful and safe communities to create upward mobility for those who are poor. You got to think that this is more of the, those who are his opponents anyway, think of it or look at it, it would seem, listening to some of the shows, that he was just advocating for more government involvement, more government dependency. More on the State of the Union coming up in a few moments here on The Countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with a remedy for the flu. No, you do not need to go and get extra pills. If you have the flu, you've got it. But you know what? I want to show you a way to prevent yourself from getting the flu. And this is not medical advice. I found this doing some research. Listen very carefully. In one study, this thing says, participants who had heightened activity in a region of the brain associated with a positive attitude produced greater amounts of flu antibodies. Now, can you imagine that? They actually did research and found out that the more you think positively, the less chances you have for getting the flu. I need to tell you, up to this conversation, I've never had the flu in the past 10 years. So think positive, release those flu antibodies, and feel good. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Help
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We'll have one more talk radio overview of the President's State of the Union Address. That's what we're discussing and have been for the first half hour of this hour of our countdown. Then a couple of calls as we have time. And then into the discussion of the meteor that landed in Russia this past weekend. Let's get back to the State of the Union. Here's talk host Sue Jeffers with Walter Hudson and Mark Corrin on her program talking about how bad they thought last week's State of the Union address actually was.
It was the lowest State of the Union watched since, like, 2000.
I had to turn it off six times.
Oh, my goodness. Honest, but that means you turned it on seven.
Yes, I did. And then I was thinking to myself, what did I miss? I mean, he was pandering, in my opinion, to the people that got him elected. He didn't care about anybody on the opposite side. He keeps saying, well, we're going to go along to get along. If we're nonpartisan, we're going to make this happen, and we need to try to make these decisions for the betterment of our...
Let's start right away. Let's start right now. Let's make this happen. Let's go. What are we waiting for? Let's go. And think about it. He basically told us everything was awesome. Mm-hmm. Unemployment was dropping. That debt wasn't a problem. We won the war. We owe it to Abby Giffords and the people of Newton to vote on guns. And, oh, yeah, global warming caused that Hurricane Sandy. Oh.
It was masterful sophistry, which is just rhetoric completely disconnected from any concept of the truth. This guy is a master at having it both ways. If you go back and you look at his second inaugural address, he did the exact same thing. He started off talking about, with all this rhetoric about liberty and how great it is to be free and our founding fathers and the legacy that's been passed down to us from 1776. And then he proceeded to articulate a bunch of policy proposals that's 180 degrees. Is the opposite of that. That's going to take your liberty away and make it harder to act upon your own judgment in pursuit of your own happiness. And the guy does it again with the State of the Union. You know, he starts off talking about how we've got to work on jobs and the economy. It's so important that we get people out there working. And it is. But then he articulates an entire plethora of policy proposals, all of which make it harder to go out there and be productive and to act upon your own judgment in pursuit of your own happiness.
He's delusional.
All right, is the president delusional? In your lifetime, I was asking about your favorite president and how he or she, compare to Barack Obama in your mind. Here's Don from Kansas, who thought the president's State of the Union address was pretty good, in fact.
I think that President Obama's speech was spot on. He's holding true to his campaign promises. Like what he said about education. Like what he said about the minimum wage. Because I always thought that, you know, if a person had a job, that, you know, their job should be able to sustain them and they should be able to live. I mean, we are the greatest country and we shouldn't have people when they work, you know, more than one job sometimes, still living below the poverty level in this country. I think what President Obama has proposed is great and for the preservation of democracy. And in regards to Marco Rubio, pretty much more of the same. It's the same old Republican line of, you know, trying to, you know, demagogue the Democrats with, yeah, all they want is more big government and more spending. We're going to have to spend some money to turn this thing around. You don't hear any of the Republicans complaining about the money that we're giving to big corporations and sustaining them when they really don't need it.
All right, 888-302-3684. Here's Brian in Maryland, also a fan of the president's.
I thought President Obama's speech was refreshing to hear that as a proud member of the U.S. Armed Services and served my country for more than 20 years, that we're focusing on domestic agendas and trying to invest money right here in the United States of America. So that was very, very refreshing to hear him talk about education and investing in infrastructure. I do believe, however, though, if we could get the unions out of the way as far as education, I think the investments would prove to be more fruitful. On immigration reform, I think this is probably the most opportune time to get some comprehensive immigration reform pushed and into law. I do agree that there will be a lot of bipartisan agreement on the pathway to citizenship, although I believe that there will be a lot of debate on how to secure the border. And I would just tell you, Marco Rubio, he was, you know, he just proved that he wasn't ready for prime time. Although the verbiage in his speech had substance, he just proved that he just wasn't ready for prime time.
888-302-3684, the president's State of the Union and what happened after it. I thought it was pretty interesting. As I was saying a little bit ago, the president went around the country, made three or four stops to promote some of the pieces of his agenda from the State of the Union. He went to Decatur, Georgia, yeah, on Thursday. And as part of the aftermath of the speech, he met a fellow named James Carter. Mr. Carter, you didn't know him. You never heard of him before. He was the man responsible for the now infamous fundraising video of Mitt Romney and the 47% discussion of Americans who are dependent on government. So the president greeted him. Huge thanks. Big hug backstage at the event in Decatur, Georgia. A grandson of former President Jimmy Carter, as it turns out. So there you go, a little maybe something that you knew, maybe something you didn't know. Tidbits, we get those conversations too on a lot of the better talk radio programs that don't just focus on hammering away, pounding away at the political agenda. It's always good. We like to know more about people and those stories. 888-302-3684. Now we move into a discussion of that meteor that crashed into Russia last week, and we'll get to that in just a moment here on our talk radio review.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for these special offers on Serta mattresses. For a limited time, get a Serta Eurotop Queen mattress set for only $398. Now through February 18th, save even more with special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Hurry into Sam's Club today. This special buy is only available while quantities last. See club for details. Life's better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch, so berries, creamy, rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La la la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy. Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the story that actually most people find captivating, the Russian meteor explosion. The reports not exaggerated by the news media, which is pretty unusual. The meteor that hit in the Siberian city, bigger than originally suspected. NASA doing studies on how it came into the Earth plane, hit the Earth. This is the biggest meteor since 1908. Flattened trees over 820 miles of the Siberian forest. Asteroid 50 feet wide, about the size of a bus, weighed 7,000 tons, and was traveling at 40,000 miles an hour when it came through the atmosphere. And if you looked in the sky, you see the pictures, because there were tons of them on Saturday especially. Thousands of Russians taking pictures of this thing look bigger than the sun as it headed toward this lake where a hole opened up, but no fragments of it have been recovered. Pretty amazing. Here's Bob Schieffer on Face the Nation talking to Time Magazine science editor Jeffrey Kluger about this meteor.
Let me just start with the obvious. I mean, this thing caught our attention. There's no question about that. But should we be worried about this? Do these things pose a danger to those of us here on Earth?
Well, they do and they don't. There's some comfort to be taken, as we report in Time Magazine this week, that the Earth has been playing in traffic for about 4 billion years now, especially back in the time that was called the heavy bombardment period, when the solar system hadn't quite accreted yet. But even today, about 100 tons of space debris pour into our atmosphere every 24 hours, and that includes one object at least as big as a basketball. Every couple of months, we get something as big as a Volkswagen. We don't necessarily see them coming, or we see them as a little streak across the sky, but we're getting bombarded all the time.
Well, should we be worried about that? I mean, you know, if what I understand about science is correct, it was when one of these things hit the Earth that wiped out all the dinosaurs way back when.
That's right. And that was a 6-mile-wide object. The good news is there aren't any objects that big left anymore. At least scientists don't think so. The bad news is there's a whole lot of rubble out there. The rock that just passed by Earth in the southern hemisphere on Friday and missed us by 17,000 miles, which is just a rounding error in the standards of space distances, had it hit, it would have unleashed a blast of about 2.4 megatons, or 180 Hiroshimas. So that's a nasty bit of business. 100 years ago, in 1908, Russia, poor Russia, got clobbered one other time when a rock about 330 feet across exploded over the Tunguska region, unleashed a 30-megaton blast, or about 1,000 Hiroshimas. So these things do happen.
Well, what is the likelihood of something like that happening again? I mean, we have a pretty good idea of what's out there, but not a 100% idea of what's out there, is that?
No, that's absolutely true. The likelihood of, say, the kind of rock that just passed by, we get one of them about every 40 years, and it hits the ground about every 1,200 years. Well, now, even though that's a whole lot of human lifetimes, that's something you want to avoid. We do know that in the 100 to 150-foot range, there are about a million such objects out there. Now, NASA's doing a very good job of cataloging all the ones they can, but so far, they've been able to find just about 10,000 of them. So we're a little ways away from having the complete inventory.
Well, let me just ask you this question. Is there something the government ought to be doing or that science ought to be doing that it's not doing?
Actually, believe it or not, we are handling this one well. In 1995, NASA authorized, or rather Congress authorized NASA to scan the skies 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to look for these objects. And we're doing it at 3 observatories in California, New Mexico, and Puerto Rico. And those 3 observatories have accounted for about 98% of the bodies that we know are out there. Now, there are ways to defend ourselves once we know it's out there, and we have the technology to do it. It's just a question of putting the money together and deciding to do that.
It's pretty interesting. I'm looking at some more footage of the meteor landing in Russia. A lot of people looking at this, you know, we have all this attention on space aliens and that sort of thing. Does that go through your mind when you watch some of this footage of the meteor that crashed into Russia? Look at some of the pictures of the buildings with the glass blown out, sonic booms that damaged things 1,000 miles away from where this thing actually landed. It was coming through to the ground. It took out a lot of windows. Pretty interesting stuff, actually. Here's Taco Sterling Scheisler talking to research scientist Mike Sitko about the frequency of events like this happening.
I don't even know where to begin, because what I thought was just sort of, you know, random occurrences. Stuff falls from space all the time, makes it through our atmosphere, and is fairly innocuous, generally speaking. But this week is sort of brought to light sometimes the circumstance when it's not so innocuous. And apparently not just the meteor and not just the asteroid that passed by, but in the last day or two, there have been reports of other weird activity taking place. So tell me, what is happening? Is the sky falling more than regularly, or what is going on?
Well, that's really, you know, I don't think that we could say that the sky is just falling in a really, really disastrous way right now, except for the people who got hurt in Russia.
Yeah, except for them. I mean, you know.
I mean, we do have space rocks falling into the Earth's atmosphere and sometimes reaching the ground from time to time, and something like what landed in Russia this last week probably happens at least every 100 years, and a lot of people would be surprised that, you know, these things can cause explosions as large as the Hiroshima bomb on the order of about every 5 to 10 years. Usually they happen over the ocean and nobody knows about them, or they happen over relatively unpopulated areas, and again, nobody really you know, is aware of these things, but they do occur on a, you know, on a statistically irregular basis, but they do happen from time to time. There's been a report of something being seen over Cuba just recently as well. And so I think part of what we're seeing is just one of those things where we might have gotten just a statistical fluctuation at this particular time. We wouldn't have noticed this, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, but we're becoming much more globally aware of all these events occurring, and we just happen to have a few of them coming on during the same week.
2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hoopla about North Korea, recent nuclear testing, what ought to be done about it, the big focus from News Talk Radio, News Talk Television over this past weekend, starting with a report on CNN with Fareed Zakira. He talks about the nuclear threat and perhaps what the alternatives are, in fact, how to deal with it.
North Korea's nuclear tests drew the usual reprimands from world leaders. President Obama promised swift and credible action. We know what this is likely to mean, more sanctions and greater isolation for Pyongyang. But what if the answer should really be the opposite? What if the best way to change North Korea is more contact, commerce, and communication with it rather than less? If you look at examples of how we deal with other countries, sanctions rarely work. In Cuba, 54 years of sanctions have kept the Castros in power while its citizens have suffered. They remain isolated, with the lowest rate of internet penetration in the entire Western Hemisphere. In Iran, unprecedented sanctions have been in place for years, but there is no clear sign that the real powers that be, the mullahs, are imperiled. In Syria, no amount of pressure has had any impact on Assad's brutality. Now, if you ask Asian diplomats, they will point to Myanmar as embodying the opposite approach. Asian countries traded with Burma, invited it to diplomatic gatherings, and over time persuaded the military junta to open itself up both domestically and to the world. There's a pattern in the last two decades of negotiations with North Korea. First comes a missile test, closely followed by a nuclear test, global sanctions, then some talk of rapprochement, and then back to square one, more provocations. All the while, the people of North Korea have suffered. In the 1990s, an estimated 2 million people died in a nationwide famine. North Koreans have almost no contact with the outside world. Less than 10% of them even have mobile phones, and those are not allowed to call outside the country. Per capita income is estimated to be somewhere around $1,000 a year, about 1/20th that of neighboring South Korea. The best path to open up North Korea might be trade deals, travel programs. We could start with student exchange programs. About a decade ago, Syracuse University started a research collaboration with North Korea's Kimchaek University of Technology. The partnership has led to the creation of North Korea's first digital library. Technology from that partnership enabled the New York Philharmonic to broadcast its recent concert in Pyongyang. We might need more of these partnerships, not fewer. Google's founder, Eric Schmidt, recently visited North Korea. We may need more such trips by more entrepreneurs like him. In the very short run, they do give the regime some credibility. But in the long run, capitalism and commerce are the acids of modernity that always wear down dictatorships.
Okay, so pontification galore. What's the bottom line here? Here's national security expert J.J. Green talking to host Dimitri Sotis about the significance of this nuclear test last week in North Korea.
Big concern, if this explosion, if this nuclear test was a test that involved a miniaturized device, meaning if they were able to figure out how to shrink the device that they exploded into something that's small, could be perhaps mounted on a rocket, that is a big, big problem. It's a big, giant leap ahead for the North Korean program. Not saying that that is indeed what took place, but that's what most of the folks in the counterproliferation community want to know, is was this a miniaturized device? The second thing, was this a uranium test? And if it was, that creates two things for them. The opportunity to either launch powerful explosions wherever they detonate these weapons or become a seller on the black market of this kind of technology, including centrifuges. And we know that there are some potential buyers out there.
Now, you say uranium test. Is that opposed to a plutonium test?
Yeah, and a uranium test would be certainly much more representative of a more powerful explosion, considering the pecking order for nuclear weapons.
We asked this question about Iran a lot, too, and now North Korea again. What option does the U.S. have, since it appears the sanctions are not working?
I was talking to an expert on this earlier, and it appears as though some are thinking the U.S. should stop trying to denuclearize North Korea. And I know that's a frightening thought, to stop trying to shut down their nuclear program and start thinking about stopping them from proliferating. Some are suggesting maybe we should accept that North Korea is continuing to develop this weapon or these weapons in spite of everything the U.S. has done, and start focusing on making it impossible for them to do anything with them, to sell them to anyone or to promote the technology to anyone.
Whatever they build would stay in North Korea. Sounds a little odd,
yeah,
it?
Well, to me, it sounds a little risky.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Evan Mantell. I'm Doug Stefan, always happy to hear from you, as every day we review what's going on in the world of news talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.